It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wensby is cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. How are you on this fine day, the 14th day of September, the 257th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar? Are you well? I do hope so. Today in India, it is Hindi Divas Day. On this day in 1949, the Constituent Assembly of India adopted Hindi written in the Devanagari script as the official language of the Republic of India. It's a little confusing, but officially there is no national language in India. Part 17 of the Constitution of India designates Hindi as the official language of the Union, and a clause, or in English, is added for carrying out daily official work. In all, the Constitution recognizes 22 regional languages. States within India have the liberty and powers to specify their own official language or languages through legislation. Nevertheless, Hindi is spoken by 250 million people as their first language, and Hindi is the fourth most spoken language of the world. What are the other three? Going back in time a bit, today was a sad day for the Persian Empire. On this day in 629, the Byzantine Emperor Heraclius entered Constantinople in triumph after his victory over the Persian Empire. And on this day in 1829, the Ottoman Empire signed the Treaty of Adrianople with Russia and ended the Russo-Turkish War. A little closer to us in time, on this day in 2003, Estonians approved joining the European Union. Happy Europe anniversary, Estonia!
Hello, I am Devakamal Hazarika from India, and you are listening to the Sound Kitchen, where you are never know what you will be served.
Do you like the music you're hearing? Stay tuned. I'll tell you who it is and play the whole song without me talking over it at the end of the show, so don't touch that dial.
My name is Ignatius Nji. I live in Bamenda, Cameroon, in Africa. I love RFA.
Okay, my friends, it's time for the quiz. On the 13th of July, I asked you a question about Greece, about elections specifically. On the 7th of July, Greeks went to the polls for the first general election since the country emerged from international bailouts. The snap election was called by Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras after his Syriza party suffered a defeat in the European elections last May. My question to you was, who won? You were to send me the name of the winning party in the July 7th general election in Greece, the name of the new prime minister, and how many seats in the country's 300-seat parliament that party won. The answers are, for the party, the New Democracy Party, the new prime minister, Kyriakos Mitsotakis. And how many seats did the New Democracy Party win? 158, a clear majority in the 300-seat parliament. The winners of this week's quiz are Rashid Naz, the president of the Naz RFI and Internet Fan Club in Faisalabad, Pakistan. Also from Pakistan, from District Chinio, there's Salim Akhtar Chadhar, who's the president of the RFI Seven Stars Listeners Club. Hello, Brother Salim. From Naugaon, Bangladesh, there's Abdur Rakib, who's a member of the Shetu RFI Listeners Club in that fair city. And from Freetown, Sierra Leone, Abdoulaye Saiku Ba, the president of the RFI Club Freetown. Hello, Abdulai. We were lucky. Last year, Abdulai came to visit us in the newsroom, and we had a great time seeing the sights of Paris together. Come back, Abdulai. Last but oh not in the very bit least, RFI Listeners Club member Heimer Sia from Manila in the Philippines. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. My ace reporter colleague, Laura Angela Bagnetto, interviewed and wrote a wonderful profile of a woman this week for us. And in order to answer this question, you have to read the article. The questions are simple. What is the name of the woman Laura Angela profiled? What is the name of the organization she founded? And tell me also, what three areas are the primary focus of her organization? To find the answer, read the article on our website, rfienglish.com, entitled, I Had to Help, One Woman's Fight to Aid Victims of Violence in Northeast Nigeria. Again, send me the name of the woman Laura Angela profiled and the name of the organization she founded. In the article, the woman tells Laura Angela which three things the organization primarily works on. Click on the sound embedded in the article. It's nice to hear the woman's voice. After all, we are Radio France International, not Website France International. Look for Laura Angela Bagnetto's September 9th article on our website, rfienglish.com, entitled, I Had to Help, One Woman's Fight to Aid Victims of Violence in Northeast Nigeria. You'll find the answers. And thanks, Laura Angela, for telling us about her. You have until the 14th of October to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 19th of October to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
This is the Sound Kitchen.
Sound Kitchen.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
What have you been reading lately? I just finished a lovely bittersweet novel by an Iraqi woman who now lives in France. Her name is Inam Kachachi, and the novel I read is Tashari. It's about the tragedy of Iraqi displacement of the past few decades, and it's told through the life story of a female doctor working in the countryside in southern Iraq in the 1950s. A woman who never wanted to leave her beloved country, but at age 80, she finally realizes she has to go too and comes to France. It's a beautiful and heartbreaking novel. Her three children left Iraq years before her, and there's a passage when the doctor speaks of her children in three different continents. She says it's as if her body has been divided and dispersed throughout the world. Her heart here, her arms there. You see, heartbreaking, but not pathetic. It's well-tempered. It's beautiful. Read it. The title of the novel, Tashari, is an Iraqi word referring to a shot from a hunting rifle, which is scattered in several directions. Iraqis use it as a symbol of loss and being dispersed across the globe. In 2014, the novel was shortlisted for the International Prize for Arabic Fiction, the most prestigious and important literary prize in the Arabic world. And in 2016, here in Paris, Tashari won the Arabic Literature Prize given by La Fondation Jean-Luc Lagardère and the museum L'Institut du Monde Arabe. Maybe I can find her and get her to come on the show and talk about her novels. I'll certainly read the others. What about you? What are you reading? Write and share with us all. Get into this kitchen, listeners, and help me cook. Didn't your mothers teach you to help the hostess? Don't bring your mother shame.
You can write to Susan at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
It's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining me in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to our producing engineer, Erwan Rome, for putting the show together, and thanks to you for listening. As promised at the top of the show, I'll play the entire piece of music I just teased you with earlier. It's Kaltum. I learned about her in Inam Kachachi's novel, Tashari. As I read, I took notes of the musicians the Iraqi exiles would listen to when they felt particularly homesick, as I know so little about Arabic music, and I wanted to more fully feel the characters by knowing the music they listened to. You know what I mean? Anyway, I looked up the musicians, and oh la 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 la, I sat enchanted, unable to move by this woman, Kaltum. Kaltum was Egyptian, and throughout the Arab world, she's remembered as one of the greatest Arab singers and musicians to have ever lived. If there is anyone better, I don't think I want to know. I'd probably have a heart attack from too much beauty. Kaltum takes me close enough to the too much beauty boundary as it is. This piece is called Enta Omri and is translated, "You are the love of my life." Sit back and prepare to weep. I'm Susan Owensby. After you've dried your eyes, be well, do good work, and stay in touch. قبل ما تشوفك عيني عمري ضايع يحسبوه ازاي عليا رجعوني عليك لأي قبل ما تشوفك عيني عمري ضايع يحسبوا ازاي عليا اللي شفته